السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So we'll pick up where we left off last week, inshallah. We had covered last week the Quranic proofs for the necessity of a spiritual guide. And this week we will go through different proofs, inshallah, from the hadith, which indicate the same. أَدِلَّةٌ مِّنْ أَحَدِيثِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Proofs from the narrations or the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. مِنَ الْفِطْرَةِ الْإِنسَانِيَّةِ From human nature, it is that أَنَّهَا لَا تَتَأَثَّرُ مِنَ النُّقُوشِ مِثْلَ مَا تَتَأَثَّرُ مِنَ النُّفُوسِ That they are not affected, or one is not affected from writing in the same way that they are affected by individuals. Naqsh, nuqush is like markings. It's referring to like books and writing. And minan nufus, nafs is like a living individual. So people are affected by people in a very different way than they're affected by texts. And this is something that we experience, you know, on a daily basis, that human touch, that human experience is paramount. فَالصَّحَابَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ وَهُمَّ الَّذِي تَنْزِلُ الْآيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِيَّةِ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ So the Sahaba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them, and they are the ones تنزل الآيات القرآنية that the Quranic verses were revealed before them. يحصل لهم من الخشية والاستحضار بحضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that they acquired or attained from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the consciousness of His presence through the presence of the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني through His Suhbah ما لم يكن يحصل that which could not have been attained لهم في غيبته, that could not have been attained in his absence, صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإليك بعض الأمثلة, and for you are the following examples. الدليل الأول, or here we present to you the following examples. الدليل الأول, the first proof from hadith. أن أنس رضي الله عنه قال that أنس رضي الله عنه said لما كان اليوم الذي دخل فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة The day that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم entered into Medina أضاء منها كل شيء Everything became enlightened Everything was illuminated فلما كان اليوم الذي مات فيه and so the day that he died in it يعني في المدينة مات فيه أظلم منها كل شيء everything within it became dark وما نفضنا أيدينا عن التراب and we did not shake off the dirt from our hands يعني from burying رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإنا لفي دفنه And indeed we were engaged in burying him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta ankarna qulubana, until we noticed a change in our hearts. Ankarna is like, I think, to find something strange, or to find something a stranger. Yani, our hearts had changed before so quickly. And this is in the Shimail of Imam Tirmidhi, many other places as well. فَأَتَّرَفَ الرِّجَالُ الْقُدُّسِيُّونَ أَمْثَالَ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ And so the noble individuals, the like of the Sahaba noticed that ما يوجد من الكيفية في صحبة النبي that one is experienced from spiritual states in the presence or in the company of the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يوجد بغير صحبته was not found outside his company. كما أن الصحابة كانوا يكتسبون الفيض من مشكات النبي. In the same way that the Sahaba used to acquire faith, let's say spiritual effulgences from or spiritual light. Faith is a type of nur, spiritual, like a spiritual energy. Bin mishkat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is something that moves from heart to heart. So nur is sort of like an arm term or a general term, and faith is sort of khas. It's something that that type of nur that goes from heart to heart. Min mishkat al-Nabi, from the lamp of the Prophet sallallahu, from the lamp of prophethood. كذلك المريدون, in the same way the murids المخلصون, who are sincere, يكتسبون الفيض, that they acquire, earn the faith في صحبة مشايخهم, that they earn this nur from the company of their mashayikh. So the dalil over here is that the Sahaba noticed an ostensible change within their hearts in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ and in the absence of his company. And it was like an on-off switch. It was something which was very stark, that as soon as he had, you know, passed away, they automatically began to notice a difference. So in the same way, so what was the dynamic there? The dynamic there is that they were feeding off the anwarat, or the that they were benefiting from the different types of light, nur, or the nur that was emanating from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they were no longer in his suhbah, they did not were not able to benefit from that nur. And you know, that was the metaphysical dynamic that was going on. Perhaps it wasn't, you know, as well codified or understood, but it was experienced. So, and now, you know, while it may be understood, it is less often experienced. And it's very telling, the words of the hadith, أَضَاءَ مِنْهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that everything became enlightened. So there is this connotation even in the hadith, and when he died, everything became dark. So there was this concept of nur, that, I mean, that was the dynamic that was going on in the background. الدَّلِيلُ الثَّانِي, the second proof, عن حنزلة بن ربيع, this is from حنزلة بن ربيع, أنه قال, that he said, كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we were with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فذكر النار, and so he mentioned the fire. ثم جئت إلى البيت, and so then I came to the house, فضحكت الصبيان, so I laughed with the children, ولعبت المرأة, and I played with the with the wife. فخرجت, and then I came out. فلقيت أبا بكر, and I met Abu Bakr. فذكرت ذلك له, and so I mentioned that to him. فقال وأنا قد فعلت مثل ما تذكر, and I have also done the like of what you mentioned. فلقينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we met رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقلت, so I said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, نافق حنزلة, then حنزلة has become a منافق. فقال مه, and he said مه. فحدثته بالحديث, so I relate to him the whole story. فقال أبو بكر وأنا قد فعلت مثل ما فعل, and I, Abu Bakr said that I also have done the like of what he did. فقال يا هنزلة ساعة وساعة, oh هنزلة, there's a time for this and there's a time for that. لو كنت قلوبكم كما تكون, or that, you know, there's times are like this and times are like that. لو كنت قلوبكم كما تكون عند الذكر, that if your hearts were like that, in the state that they were when there is mention going on, لصافحتكم الملائكة, the angels will be coming to shake your hands, حتى تسلم عليكم في الطرق, until they greet you and send salutations on you, or until they greet you on the roads themselves. This comes in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, and Tirmidhi also narrates the like of it. And there's a little bit of a different narration as well. Let's see. What is it? Where is it? So it's to the this is in the Sahih of Imam Muslim Hanzalah radiallahu anhu, he narrates, I met Abu Bakr. He said, who are you? And Hanzalah said that Nafaqa Hanzalah, or kama qal, that Hanzalah has become a munafiq. Then Abu Bakr said, hallowed be Allah, what are you saying? And then upon he said that when we were in the company of Rasulullah, we pondered over hellfire and paradise as if we are seeing them before our very eyes. But when we are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, we attend to our wives, our children, our business, and most of these things, yani those things which we're dealing with the akhirah, slip out of our minds. So Abu Bakr said, wallahi, I also experienced the same thing. So Abu Bakr and Hanzalah went to the Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, Ya Rasulullah, nafaqa Hanzalah. Thereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so what happened to you? So Hanzalah said, Rasulullah, when we're in your company, we're reminded of hellfire, paradise, as if we are seeing them with our own eyes. But whenever we go away to you, from you, and attend to our wives, children, business, many of these things go out of our minds. So at that point, Rasulullah said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ, by him on whose hands is my life, if your state of mind remains the same as it is in my presence, and you are always busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels will shake hands with you in your beds and on your paths. However, Hanzalah, time should be devoted to worldly affairs, and time should be devoted to prayer and meditation. This is their translation of sa'atan for sa'atan. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this thrice. Where were we? So it's understood. So this shouldn't be like a shak to a person that, you know, a person should not be in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Because we have the verse in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. It is this hadith, a person that in all states that they're remembering Allah. In the hadith of Rasulullah, the hadith that كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ, that Rasulullah remembered him at all times. In the ayah of the Quran, that فَسْعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا ذَلِكَ فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ, that when you finish the salah, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. What is that? يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا. That, or from here, that's not to say that a person that when they devote themselves to worldly affairs that they become bereft of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the same type of concentration, obviously, that when a person has when they're completely devoted and the state of mind that they have when they're in the sohbah of Rasulullah, then that changes, right? That's very difficult to maintain that outside of that particular situation. Similar, a very simple example is that when a person can be in wukuf the whole day, but the type of huzuri that they have when they're in muraqabah and the type of fana'iyya that they achieve, that obviously is not there when they're at work, when they're at school. So similarly, so in the ayah of the Quran, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ السَّلَاةِ, when the salah is finished, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, go out and seek from the fadl of Allah. Yani go out and earn your living. وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. So even then a person is not supposed to be out of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back, يعني قد تكون كيفية الحضور في العروج وقد this means that there used to be a state of presence in ascension. وقد يعرض في فيه نقص حتى يستقيم نظام المعاش والمعاشرة. And then they would impinge upon that is type of deficiency, a type of dissent. Hatta yastaqima nizamu al-ma'ash wal-mu'ashara, until the system of social of living and social life can be established. Because obviously, if a person was always, if every single person was always in a state of fana, then how could the world run? So there is obviously a change in state that occurs. وَأَيُّ مِثَالٍ أَوْضَحُ دَلَالَةً مِنْ هَذَا عَلَى فَيْضَانِ الصَّحَابَةِ وَتَأْثِيرِهَا. In which example can be more clear than this as a proof on the faith that was coming in, the nur that was coming into the hearts of the Sahaba and its effect. He's literally saying the change was so stark that he actually thought that he had become a munafiq. So we can only begin to imagine. الدليل الثالث ذكر الإمام مالك رحمه الله قصة أن النبي أن صحابيا اسمه سهل بن حنيف رضي الله عنه أصابته العين. The Imam Malik رحمه الله, he narrates or he mentions the story of a Sahabi whose name was سهل بن حنيف or حنيف رضي الله عنه أصابته العين, that the evil eye had struck him, afflicted him. فَوَعِكَ مَكَانَهُ, and so he fell ill on the spot. وَاشْتَدَّ وَعَكُهُ, and his illness intensified. فَقَالَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ لِلَّذِي نَظْرَ إِلَى سَحْلٍ. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned to the person who looked at Sahal, رضي الله عنه, his name was Amir, I believe. عَلَى مَا يَقْتُلُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ, that will one of you kill his brothers? Ala barakta, would you not, or do you not ask for barakah on them? Inna al-ayna haq, indeed the evil eye is true. And I think what had happened in this situation was that Sahal radiallahu anhu had gone to take a bath, and when he had removed, I think, his upper garment or something, he saw his skin. And his skin was so fair and so nice that he became, astonished. And he remarked that, this, I've never seen any skin so fair. It's even more fair than that of a virgin, something like that. And right on the spot, he fell ill, Sahal. And so later on, Rasulullah made Amir radiallahu anhu take a bath. And then he took the water and put it over Sahal and he became okay. Or made wudu, I think, in that narration. Okama qal. Fama ra'yukum. So, and then Hazrat says, Fama ra'yukum inna nadratan fiha adawa wa hasad wa bughd wa hiqd yadharu atharuha. So he says, what do you think? That indeed a look, a glance, in which there is animosity and jealousy, and hatred, وحقت, rancor, يظهر أثرها, its effect is manifests. فنظرة فيها حب, and so the glance in which there is love, والشفقة, and compassion, and ورحمة, and mercy, وإخلاص, and sincerity, كيف لا يرى أثرها, how will you not see its effect? وهذه نظرة أهل الله توجد فيه في إنسان متلوث بالذنوب. And this is the glance of the man of God, or godly people. توجد فيه توجد في إنسان that is found in a person متلوث بالذنوب, who is mired in sins. This has also been termed as what we call tawajjuh. This a type of tawajjuh. وإحساس الندامة يقيمه سائلا أمام الله يقيمه سائلا أمام الله تعالى. That it creates a consciousness of remorse within him, and it erects him, it makes him stand up, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani a person is mired in sins, and it creates within him remorse. This one look creates within him remorse, and it makes him stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him, you know, to forgive him, to change his life, so on and so forth. And I remember one of the Khulafa, I was sitting with him. So he was talking about the first time that he had met Hazarji. So he said that someone had taken him to meet Hazarji when he had come to the U.S. He was a young kid, you know, backward cap, this, that, and the other, you know, what do you call those baseball caps? He was wearing it, like, you know, a backward baseball cap. And what's that called? He, when he got to the gathering, he wasn't even sitting by Hazarji. And then he was just, you know, chatting with his friends and this and that. He wasn't really giving much attention. So then Hazarji, he said, call that boy. So he called him, and then the sheikh was telling me that, you know, Hazarji, he just, I was sitting to the side of him, and then he just looked over to him, like, to the side, and he just, like, looked down at me, and he said, gee. But, no, that look and that tawajjuh that he gave, I mean, that was basically tawajjuh he put on him. He said, I don't know what happened to me. I just started crying and bawling, and I was telling Hazarji, ma itna kharab hu, ma itna bura hu, ma ye karta hu, ye, this, that, and other. And then he started training. Eventually, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the sa'ada of nisma. And he himself, I've seen, he's put the same look on me before. I mean, I can, that stare is in my eyes. You know, Allahu Akbar. Very powerful. So, وإحساس الندامة يقيمه سائلا أمام الله تعالى. And then there's a poem that's narrated here. رأينا في نظرة الولي أثرا عظيما. We have seen in the glance of the friend of God a mighty effect. وجدنا أوضاع الألوف اعتدلت. We've seen, there was a better way. The Urdu is easier to translate. What is it? We've seen thousands of destinies changed. Okay. الدليل الرابع. The fourth proof. اتخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبو بكر عبد الله بن أريقد وكان حينئذ كافرا هاديا ودليلا في السفر إلى المدينة عند الحجرة. And this is in Fath al-Bari, the commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari by Mulla al-Yatari rahimahullah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr took Abdullah ibn Urayqid as a guide, and at that time he was a kafir, he wasn't even a Muslim, that he was a hadi and dalil in fi safar il Medina, when they were making the hijrah from Makkah to Medina at the time of the migration. فَلَوْ اتَّخَذَ سَالِكٌ مُؤْمِنًا كَامِلًا فِي أَسْرِ الْحَاضِرِ. So if a spiritual traveler takes a complete believer, mu'min al-kamil, fil asr al-hasir, in the present era, as a guide, dalilan, lil wusuli ila Allah ta'ala, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yanalu sawab sunnati ittikhad al-dalil fi safar, that they will get the sawab of this sunnah as well, of taking a guide while on a journey. So when Rasulullah made the hijrah, he established a sunnah that when you're on a safar, you should have a guide to take you on the path. And if a person, for example, has a GPS or whatever, then they should, when they turn that on, they should also make this niyyah that I'm acting on this sunnah of Rasulullah. In the same, and that's in a physical sense, and also in a spiritual sense, if a person's on a spiritual journey, they can also make this sunnah of taking a guide. قال المولى مولى رومي, مولى رومي, he said, يا قلب, O my heart, or ya, O heart, in tarid hadha safar, fa'tasim bi dhayl al-dalil, that if you come upon, if you undertake this path, this journey, then take strong hold of the zail is like garevan. Zail is like the edge of a cloth. How do you say it in Urdu? Let's see. Daman. Yeah, daman. I don't know what you call daman in English. Like the coattails or the edge of the cloth of a spiritual guide. وَاتَّبِعْهُ and follow him. فَكُلُّ مَنْ مَشَىٰ عَلَىٰ تَرِيقِ الْعِشْقِ So every, and for everyone that travel or walks upon the path of love, بِغَيْرِ هَادٍ without a guide, أَضَاعَ أُمْرُهُ كُلَّهُ that he has wasted his entire life. He will waste his entire life. وَلَمْ يُدْرِكْ حَقِيقَةَ الْعِشْقِ and he will not achieve the reality of عِشْق. And she said, Mawlana Rumi, subhanAllah, some of his poetry is very deep. Someone just sent me a, one of his poems. What is it? That lovers do not find themselves somewhere. They're in each other all along. Anyway, so this is also a very nice saying from Mawlana Rumi. الدلائل الأقلية. So after transitioning from the hadith, the dalil in hadith, now we, sorry, I have to just let them know I'm in class right now. Okay. So these are sort of rational proofs for the need for a spiritual guide. الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين وكذلك نفسه. The shaitan for a human being is a patent or clear enemy, and so it is also, and so also is his nafs. يَعْرِضَانِ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَمَّالُهُ مُزَيِّنَةً مُزَخْرَفَةً That they present before an individual his own actions in a beautified, adorned manner. فَيَكُونُ عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ وَيَحْسِبُهُ عَلَى الْهُدَى That he will be on misguidance, but he will think that he is guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, إِنَّهُمْ اتَّخَذُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ That they are those people, indeed they have taken these devils as awliya rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ And they think, they deem themselves to be guided. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 30. وَكَمَا لَا يَجِدُ الشَّجَرُ ثِمَارَهُ ثَقِيلَةً كَذَلِكَ لَا يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ عَيُوبُهُ ذَمِيمَةً In the same way that a tree does not find its fruits to be heavy, in the same way an individual does not deem his own faults to be blameworthy. فَيَحْتَاجُ إِلَى الْإِصْلَاحِ وَالتَّرْبِيَةِ إِلَى مُرَبِّنْ And so he needs for his aslah and his tarbiyah, his correction and his rectification to go to a disciplinarian. مربي, a person to, that does tarbiyah. وَفِيمَا يَلِي بَعْضُ الدَّلَائِلِ الْأَقَلِيَةِ And what follows are some rational proofs. الدليل رقم أول The first, دليل number one. طالبٌ يُجِيبُ عَنِ الْأَسْأَلَةِ فِي غُرْفَةِ الْإِمْتِحَانِ That there's a student that answers questions on the exam paper or in the examination hall. فَكُلُّ جَوَابٍ يَكْتُبُهُ يَظُنُّهُ صَحِيحًا Every example, every answer that he writes down, he believes it to be the right answer. وَلَوْ أَنَّ عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ يَخْتَأُ فِي جَوَابٍ كَذَلِكَ لَا يَكْتُبُهُ And if he knew that he was actually making a mistake, then he wouldn't put that answer. He puts what he feels to be the most correct answer. تَأْتِي الْوَرَقَةُ إِلَى الْأُسْتَاذِ And so the paper comes to the exam paper comes to the teacher for you. صحيح بعض الأجوبة ويخطئ بعضها, that he confirms that some of the answers are correct and he marks some of them as incorrect. فحين إذن يعترف الطالب أنه صدر منه الخطأ, and at that point that the student will understand that he has made a mistake. هكذا السالك يذكر الشيء, in the same way the spiritual traveler will mention something ويزعم أنه يحدث نعمة الله عليه, and he will think that he is declaring the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. He will think that he is acting on the ayah of the Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, and as for the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then proclaim it to others. وَلَكِنْ يَعْرِفُ الشَّيْخ أَنَّهُ بِسَبَبِ الْعَجْبِ, and but the Shaykh will know that this is because he is full of himself, that he is has which is self amazed, like being amazed at one's own self, thinking that one's own self, that someone is something. That's a good word for it. How they translated this? Ostentation, vanity. Good word for it. السالك يصرف المال ويراه سخاء, and so a spiritual traveler or student will spend wealth and he will see himself as being generous, ويرشده الشيخ أنه إسراف, and the Shaykh will guide him to understanding that it is extravagance, wastefulness. بدون المرشد يخاف السقوط في حفرة الضلالة, without a spiritual guide it is feared falling into the ditch of misguidance. فيجب أن تقضى الحياة تحت ظل المرشد, and so it is necessary to pass one's life or spend one's life in the shade of a spiritual guide. The second proof, the second أقلي proof, يحتاج الإنسان إلى التعلم في كل أمر من أمور الدنيا صغيرا كان أو كبيرا, that an individual needs to learn everything in life from the world, from the matters of the dunya, whether it be small or it be big. حتى لا يمكن معرفة طريقة تركيب الزر بالقميص بدون التحلم, to the extent that it is not even possible to know the manner in which to button one's shirt without learning it. أَفَلَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى مَعْرِفَةِ الدِّينِ إِلَّا التَّعَلُّمِ, so then doesn't it make sense, or so then is it not, that person needs to learn, is it not necessary for knowing the deen to undergo education? قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا, I have been sent as a teacher. علم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين أصحابه, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم taught the deen to the Sahaba حتى قالوا تعلمنا الإيمان ثم تعلمنا القرآن. He taught them until to the extent that they used to say, that they said that we learned iman, then we learned the Quran. So it wasn't just the Quran; they actually learned iman. فكيف يحصل الدين اليوم بدون تعلم؟ So in this, so how can the deen be acquired, attained in this day without education? في عصر الظلمة والضلالة, in an age of darkness and misguidance. فثبت أن تعلم الدين من المرشد لازم واجب. So it has become established that learning the deen from a spiritual guide is necessary and compulsory. This is not necessarily a shar'i hukum. This is sort of being used in the... in the linguistic sense. الدليل الرقم الثالث, دليل number 3, لا يدعي أحد أنه يتعلم الطب بنفسه أو يحصل على فن الهندسة بنفسه. That no person claims that he learned the science of medicine by himself, or that he achieved mastery in the science of engineering or the art of engineering by himself. كذلك لا يمكن الإنسان أن يتعلم الدين بنفسه. In the same manner, it is not possible for a person to learn the deen by his own self. أن قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنما العلم بالتعلم. Indeed, knowledge is by learning. This comes in the Sahih of Bukhari. I remember that when we were growing up, there was no real thing. No, there's not really a very strong scholarly presence. Obviously, that's changed dramatically over the past 10 to 15 years. You know, when a need arises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also creates the means by which that need is fulfilled. And so after the first scholars started coming back, you know, there was a rising awareness that there's a need for scholarship. And so, you know, sort of the old uncle circles and stuff, or people who were sitting on boards, you know, they would feel it. They noticed this trend, you know, and sort of a delocalization of the power structure, because normally before it was in the hands of those who, you know, people could say anything about the deen. Now it's becoming, you know, a lot more restrictive, and you know, people are saying that you need to go to scholars. So I was told that in one of the dinner parties, they said, "Oh, what's wrong with these people? They're professionalizing the deen." Like, they're making like the deen something professional, like you have to actually go in. And so, I mean, very simply is, and you know, because the argument that was advanced is that we're professional about everything. I think Sheikh Hussein might have been one of the first people to advance this, the argument that we're professional about everything when it comes to a dunya, but when it comes to a deen, we give it a shaft. So then they're like, oh, well, we're professionalizing the deen now. As if like, it's trying to, you know, it's a very sort of complicated argument, right? That it's only one line, but basically saying that you're spinning it off as if that you're making the deen something like a matter of the dunya. But the actuality of the original argument is that you take the dunya seriously, but then you give you don't give any tawajjuh or any real care to the deen, and you give it like substandard treatment. So, I mean, the very simple answer to that is, well, the deen is something professional. It is something sophisticated. Like, are you treating it like dirt on the road? So it's not, we're not professionalizing it. It is already professional, and we are dealing with it in an unprofessional manner. Okay, الدليل الرقم الرابع, and this is probably the last one we'll do this week. We'll hold it here. How long is the chapter? That's fine. We'll stop at it. Number four. إذا ترعرع شجر على يد بستاني يكون مستقيما وراعيا وجميلا وبينما الفطري يكون معوجا وتكون فروعه الفارغة منتشرة ومعلقة بدون نظام. When a tree grows on the hands of a gardener, it is upright, appealing to the eyes, and beautiful. And it stands between natural, بينما الفطري, and those that are left to grow, you know, naturally, wild, let's say wild, يكون معوجا, they are crooked, وتكون فروعه الفارغة منتشرة, and its branches are spread all over the place, ومعلقة, and hanging بدون نظام, without any type of arrangement. كذلك الإنسان الذي, similar is an individual, الذي يتربى عند شيخ كامل, that gets their tarbiyah underneath a كامل شيخ, a complete شيخ, يتجمل لحسن خلقه, that he beautifies himself with his good أخلاق, يعني the good أخلاق of the شيخ, وللتربية في الشرعية أهمية عظيمة. And for tarbiyah in the Sharia is a great importance. حَتَّى أَبَاحَتْ سَيْدَ قَلْبٍ مُعَلَّمٍ بَعْدَ تَحَقُّقِ شُرُوطٍ. SubhanAllah, it's a very deep point that he's saying that Tarbiyah is given such a high status in the deen that it takes the even the hunt of a dog that has been taught, and it makes it permissible to eat from its the prey ba'da tahaqquqi shurutin, after certain conditions are met, right? So يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا أُحِلَّ لَهُمْ قُلْ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتُ what is that? وَمَا عَلَّمْتُم مِّنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ مِمَّا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهُ فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. That this is Surah Ma'idah, it's on the second page, which it out that if a person sends out, for example, a hunting dog to strike a prey that could not have been, caught by a person themselves, as long as if the animal has been taught appropriately and it's not hunting for itself, but it's rather hunting for its master, there are different conditions which we use to, identify whether or not the dog has been properly trained, when the hunting animal has been properly trained. It's not only a hunting dog, it could be like, for example, a falcon or something like that a person can hunt with as well. Modern day analogy would perhaps be like a gun that you send off, the bullet. What was normally the hunt of a dog would be impermissible, but even the food becomes permissible as after undergoing the tarbiyah from an individual. فَعَلَى لَسَالِكِ أَنْ يَتَعَلَّمَ الدِّينَ تَحْتَ تَرْبِيَةِ الشَّيْخٍ. And so it is incumbent upon a spiritual traveler to learn the deen underneath the guidance of a sheikh or the discipline of a sheikh. قَالَ الشَّائِرِ, a poet said, إذا قبلت ذات المرشد وجدت الله ورسوله, that when you accept the person of a spiritual guide, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. إذ لا يستطيع أن يقتل هذه النفس العاصية سوى المرشد. In the same way that it is not possible to kill this sinful nafs without a spiritual guide. فَتَمَسَّكَ بِذَيْلِ الْمُرْشِدِ, so hold on, so hold fast. We can just translate ذَيْلِ as cloak, to the cloak of the spiritual guide. So inshallah we'll hold it to here this week. Unmute everyone if anyone has any questions. If not, then we'll close. Actually, I don't know how to unmute. Khair, inshallah, if there's any questions, we can bring it up next week. So, barakallahu feek, inshallah, we'll meet next Saturday, inshallah. I'll be in town, so the class should be on. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.